This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.theparish.org. The following sermon was preached on Sunday, May 21, 2017, the sixth Sunday of Easter, or Rogation Sunday, by Father William Doc Holliday.
If you love me, you will keep my commandments. The words of my mouth, meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Why the litany today? Asking our Lord to deliver us, have mercy on us, appealing to the communion of the saints. It is because today is Rogation Sunday. For most Catholics on the world is, what? Rogation Sunday. It is a deep part of the Catholic faith, always has been. Unfortunately, it has fallen into obscurity, and it ought not be. The Rogation days are 4 days in the year. The major Rogation day is April 25th. It falls on the feast day of St. Mark. The lesser Rogation days are Monday through Wednesday before the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. A little advertisement footnote. This Thursday is the 40th day after Easter. That is the Ascension Day of our Lord Jesus Christ. He did not wait till the next Sunday so more people could watch him and ascend to heaven. He ascended 40 days after Easter. Consequently, this Thursday is a holy day of obligation to members of this parish and members of the Ordinariate. The principal mass will be at the vigil the night before, and then at 7 a.m., contrary to what your bulletins say, 7 a.m., not 7:30, 7 a.m. and at noon on the day. It is a holy day of obligation. You are obliged to be at mass on this Thursday for the Ascension. Back to the Rogation days. The Rogation days lesser are Monday through Wednesday before the Ascension. The Rogation days, that comes from the Latin term rogare, which means to ask. We ask God for something on the Rogation days. We ask him, here, I'll go with what we hear now. I talked about them being in obscurity now. Why are they obscure now? Well, because when the new calendar was promulgated in the late 1960s, this is the remark. That the new calendar gave local bishops the authority to adapt this custom to their region. Unfortunately, when people are given the ability to adapt things, they tend to fall into disuse. We'll adapt them by not paying attention to it, particularly paying attention to something that is not, let's say, comfortable in our day and age. Because what the Rogation days have always been for, if you will refer to a 1962 missal, for instance, it says that the Rogation days are there to offer prayers and supplications before God, the litany, processions, to appease God's anger at man's transgressions. That is the primary reason for the four Rogation days. To appease God's anger. Now, we can drive down I-4 and we can see the bulletin boards that tell us that God is not angry. That is a bold-faced, out-and-out, unscriptural lie. God is furious in our society. His goodness is manifest so tremendously in the fact that he doesn't lay waste to this place right now. Our Lord said in the gospel today, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Now, most people who would preach on that, they preach on the emotionalism and the subjectivism of loving God and him loving us. or they get moralistic and tell you to dot the I's and cross the T's of the commandments. Our Lord does not say one or the other. He says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Love is participatory. We engage. Love needs to be expressed. And our Lord demands that we love him by keeping his commandments. If you look at society, does it look for one moment in any way, shape, or form that they love Jesus Christ and keep his commandments? Heck, it's the law. You can kill babies. They're pushing that you can kill sick people. God is furious at that. His wrath hangs over us. The thing that manifests God's goodness and mercies more than anything is, as I said before, is that he doesn't act against us for what we do. Society does not love Jesus Christ. It says in the gospel that they cannot receive his Holy Spirit. They don't know anything about it. They can't receive it. They know nothing of it. We are the ones who are supposed to stand up against society. We are supposed to be salt and light, and we are not. We are not being salt and light. We are not convicting of sin. Well, the Holy Spirit's supposed to do that. He does that through us. That is why the body of Christ exists. That is why we have historically had the Rogation Days. To get on our knees before Almighty God as a church and ask him not to pour out his wrath on society. That is always what God has expected of his people, to make intercession for those who do not follow his will. The Bible is replete with the stories. Moses, when the people made an idol, God said, Moses, stand back. I am going to end this right now. I'm going to start over. I will build up a people through Moses on his face. God, please, don't intercession. He stands in the breach as it is described. And God does not execute his wrath because of Moses' intercession. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the intercessory manifestation par excellence. He came and dwelt among us, leaving the realms of heaven and eternal bliss with the Trinity. And while we hated him, he died for our sins for no reason other than his love for us. That's intercession. And now he is our example. We are his body, and we are supposed to act in his stead. That is why the Rogation Days, again, on our knees before Almighty God, beseeching the communion of saints to intercede for this horrendous, sin-cursed, and fallen demonic world. It's not nice. You can throw all the money you want at it. You can build showers for people and give, give, give. And you're just, it's a bottomless pit. It is hell. It is not our home, but we are supposed to try to save people from it. That is what the Rogation Days are for. And that is really a travesty that we don't practice them anymore, because they have been adapted to the customs of the region. In the new calendar, it says about the Rogation Days that the practice of the church, given the Rogation Days, are to offer prayers for the needs of all people, especially for the productivity of the earth and for human labor, and to give him public thanks. Those are all ancillary. Those are all side issues. And those are all parts of the prayer that we should offer to keep him appeased, that he not pour out his wrath. for the needs of all people, that their eyes would be open, that they need to love the Lord Jesus Christ and they need to obey his commandments. That is his assertion as God. He demands that of us. That's the needs of the people, that they love him and keep his commandments. For the productivity of the earth and for human labor, that's because back in the day when the Rogation Day started, God's wrath was generally manifest in famines, droughts, floods, where human labor was meaningless. Farmers, agrarians worked all year for nothing. That's the productivity of human labor that the Rogation Days are for. And to give him public thanks. Public thanks for what? Public thanks for what? Thank you for, I'll tell you for what. Thank you for not turning this place into a cinder. That's the public thanks that the church should offer during the Rogation Days to appease God's anger at man's transgressions. That is what we are here for. That is what we are supposed to do. Don't walk, I think the billboard's true. God's not angry with anybody. Open your Bible. Open your Bible. Read the Psalms. If you want a real concise chapter about it, read the prophet Nahum, the first chapter. It actually equates what I talk about. God's goodness and mercy is manifest because he doesn't execute his wrath on everyone he should. That is the God we serve. Uncomfortable in our day and age to present that, but true nonetheless. You can stick your head in the sand. I don't believe God's angry. You can put your fingers in your ears and go, yeah, 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 yeah. You don't want to hear that. That doesn't make him any less angry. You have something physically wrong with you. I mean, something's wrong. I'm not going to go to the doctor because, you know, I don't want to hear the bad. That doesn't make the bad thing go away. And if you don't go to the doctor, guess what? You just might die. The same with the Rogation Days. We can stick our head in the sand and think God's not angry for us and he's the big cosmic teddy bear that just hangs out up there and waits for us to ask him for things. If you want that in your mind, that idol, so be it. That's not God. God demands of us, and not some abstract God, not some the big man upstairs, not some other outside presence. The God-man Jesus Christ is the one who says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. That is the God whom we are to appease. Because his anger does indeed hover over us at our transgressions. The transgressions of the church, the transgressions of society. We need to start praying for that. I would ask that today of your Catholic charity, when we hit the penitential rite in the middle of Mass before the canon, you know, that prayer is geared toward us, but we cannot be selfish about this. When you say the words of that prayer today, I would beseech you to pray them for society. I would, if you can be specific, if you know someone personally who you know does not love Jesus Christ, it does not keep his commandments, pray for them specifically. Mouth the words of this prayer for them. Say it for them because they're not going to say it for themselves. And the wrath of God hangs over their head. He demands our love. He demands that we could keep his commandments. It is assertion as God, and he deserves it. Love is participatory, as I said. Love is participatory, and we participate in the body of Christ. He expects us to do what he did for us, and that is make intercession. We are part of his body. He expects us. That's the Rogation Days. And when we talk about praying to God to appease his anger at man's transgressions, that is an invocation of his mercy. So it's not, oh, the angry God and the merciful God. It's not the either or. It is truly the both and. On this day and on the next 3 days, Monday through Wednesday before the Ascension, invoke God's mercies upon our land and upon the friends and loved ones whom you know who do not love God and do not keep his commandments. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.